Welcome to the National Gallery of Art Music Programs, offering a deeper understanding of the art of music. The National Gallery of Art presented the Grammy Award-winning Parker Quartet on Sunday, March 26, 2017, in the West Building East Garden Court. Founded in Boston in 2002, the Parker Quartet is comprised of Daniel Chong and Ken Hamau on violins, Jessica Bodner on viola, and Ki-Yun Kim on cello. Having served as the quartet in residence at Harvard University, the quartet has appeared throughout the world at prestigious venues, including Carnegie Hall, Wigmore Hall, and the Kennedy Center. The ensemble has won the Concert Artists Guild competition, the Grand Prix and Mozart Prize at France's Bordeaux International String Quartet competition, and Chamber Music America's Cleland Quartet Award. The first selection on this concert podcast is String Quartet No. 1 in E-flat Major, Opus 12, by Felix Mendelssohn. Despite the suggestion in the name, this piece is actually Mendelssohn's second string quartet, as he wrote his first one 2 years earlier, but he titled it his second. Mendelssohn wrote this work, along with his Scottish Symphony and Hebrides Overture, while on an extended trip to the British Isles in 1829. Each of the quartet's four movements is in a different key, quite uniquely. The first movement, Adagio non troppo, Adagio non tardante, is in E-flat major. The second movement, Canzonetta Allegretto, is in G minor. The third movement, Andante espressivo, is in B-flat major. And the final movement, Molto allegro e vivace, is in C minor. The quartet features cyclic recurrence of themes throughout the movements.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Parker Quartet ended their program at the gallery with Dmitri Shostakovich's String Quartet in F major, Opus 73. The five movements of this quartet originally had descriptive subtitles, although they were removed for unknown reasons before publication. In the published version, the first movement is marked Allegretto, Marrato con moto. The second movement, Allegro non troppo. The third movement, Adagio. And the final movement, Marrato Adagio. The correlating unpublished subtitles for the premiere offer poignant descriptions of the music and the times in which it was composed. The first movement is identified as calm unawareness of the future cataclysm, and the second movement as rumblings of unrest and anticipation. The third movement speaks of the forces of war unleashed, homage to the dead. And the piece ends with the fourth movement asking the eternal question, why and for what? These subtitles suggest much more, a war story, and may also have helped Shostakovich avoid being labeled an elitist by the Soviet Union censors.
Thank you.
I hope you'll join us on a Sunday afternoon, fall through spring, as we continue our free concerts at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. For more information, please visit nga.gov/music.